I'm Jack Lessenberry. Here are three examples of how messed up and dysfunctional Michigan government has become. First, last fall, the Democrats had a candidate for state representative who'd been convicted of 8 felonies, charged with 3 more, and who'd cost taxpayers nearly $100,000 thanks to a sexual harassment suit filed against him by an aide. Any sane observer might conclude he should have been defeated, but he was reelected easily, thanks to extreme gerrymandering, which meant no Republican can win that seat, ever. Example 2. 3 years ago, more people in the state voted for Democratic candidates for Congress than Republican ones, but we ended up electing 9 Republicans and 5 Democrats, just as we do every 2 years. Nobody in power has to worry much about losing their seat, thanks to extreme gerrymandering. The legislature is even worse. Almost the same number of people voted for Democrats for the state Senate as voted Republican, but Republicans got 27 seats, Democrats only 11. Finally, consider Kalamazoo and Battle Creek. They have a vast range of common interests. They share an airport, they share bus transportation. They should have the same member of Congress, and for many years, they did. But that didn't suit the needs of those who wanted to make sure the districts were rigged to produce as many entirely Republican districts as possible. In our system, the legislature redraws the districts, both state and federal, every 10 years after the census results. The only checks on what they do are the governor and the Supreme Court, and Republicans controlled all those branches last time the lines were drawn. Now, Democrats might have produced something just as unbalanced if they'd had the chance. But what is clear is that this sad state of affairs is terrible for the citizens and for democracy in Michigan. Not only do some votes count more than others, this, along with term limits, means that our lawmakers often can be completely unresponsive to the people. Last week, on the 180th anniversary of Michigan becoming a state, 2 state representatives, John Holdley of Kalamazoo and Jeremy Boss of Southfield, introduced legislation to end gerrymandering by creating a Citizens Nonpartisan Redistricting Commission. Their bill spells out a process by which a group of ordinary citizens would be chosen to make sure districts complied with the law, were geographically relevant, and not drawn to protect incumbents. They've introduced similar legislation before. Trouble is, they're both Democrats. Republicans, who still control everything, have a vested interest in the way things are now. I asked Holdley yesterday if he thought his bill had any chance. "Of course not," he told me, "but we both felt we need to offer something. We're saying, here's our plan. If you have a better one, let's start there. But the one thing we won't accept is that this is working well for the people of Michigan." He's right, of course, but doing the right thing will almost certainly take a massive citizens' movement and a drive for a state constitutional amendment. That will be anything but easy, but maybe the only way to once again get government that works. Holdley and Moss are trying. It'll be interesting to see if anyone pays attention.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.